This goes to Molly McInnes. It's MC, capital I, NN, like November, IS. N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Joyce, middle initial J, Martin, M like Mary, A-R-T-I-N. Date of birth 5/19 of 1939. Dear Miss McInnes, this is a consultation for Miss Martin, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, and primary hyperparathyroidism. She is a former patient of this practice who was last seen October 25th of 2021. She had been doing well, and her previous primary care provider was able to monitor her labs in the primary care practice, and so the patient did not follow up for more than 3 years. But now she is back for follow-up for the chronic kidney disease and evaluation of the primary hyperparathyroidism. She's currently feeling well. She has, the major complaint she has is ongoing fatigue. She had a recent echocardiogram that was essentially normal and did see a cardiologist who told her that her heart was okay. No further testing or follow-up would be needed. She does have problems with severe arthritis and pain in the joints, and that does cause a lot of fatigue. And she has had a long history of high blood pressure that's been difficult to control. And her home blood pressure machine has not been working, so she needs to purchase a new one. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, occasional constipation without blood or melena, no diarrhea. She does have some edema of the lower extremities that is stable, and she has decreased sensation in lower extremities due to neuropathy. She did have a severe case of COVID pneumonia back in 2021 also. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism, hypertension, gout, osteoporosis, hyperlipidemia, polymyalgia rheumatica and rheumatoid arthritis, polyneuropathy, and COVID in 2021. Past surgical history, she's had cholecystectomy and right total knee replacement. Social history, she does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow and she is retired. Family history is positive for type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to ibuprofen. Medications, Cardizem controlled release, 360 milligram daily. Norvasc, 5 milligram daily. Allopurinol, 100 milligram daily. Losartan is 50 milligram twice a day. L-E-F-L-U-N like November, O-M like Mary, I-D-E, 10 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Norco 5/325 every 12 hours for pain. She does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 66 inches, weight 195 pounds, and it was 210 pounds in October of 2010. Pulse, 76, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 160 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, one plus edema of ankles and feet bilaterally, no ulcerations or lesions, and decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. In lab studies, most recent lab studies were done October 23rd, 2024. Creatinine was 0.97, estimated GFR 57. Her calcium is 10.4, sodium is 140, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 29, albumin is 4.4, liver enzymes are normal, hemoglobin is 13.0, normal white count, normal platelets are noted. Urinalysis was done June 13th, 2024, negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels going back as far as 2020. They were slightly elevated in 2019 and then they improved in 2020. Two, hypertension, not currently at goal. We've asked her to purchase a blood pressure machine and start checking blood pressure at home. The goal is 130 to 140 over 70 to 80. And medication adjustments may be required. We are going to continue checking labs every 3 months, and a new order was provided. We will add intact parathyroid hormone and a random urine calcium to random urine creatinine with ratio. Also renal panel and CBC. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.